This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Supreme Court hears a case this week about the Indian Child Welfare Act, ICWA for short. It was passed in 1978, the government's response to a long history of Native American children being separated from their families and communities, and it gives tribes a voice in custody proceedings involving Native kids. But non-Native Americans who want to adopt Native children say that ICWA is unconstitutional, and if the court agrees with them, that could have ripple effects on other federal laws that benefit tribes. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more on that now from the Wind River Reservation.
Clarice and Pat Harris are in their mid-70s. They live in a white house on a hill in Ithaca, Wyoming, with the seven children they're raising. On a school night the week before Halloween, Clarice is frying up some hamburger meat and potatoes for dinner.
Okay, did everybody get their pumpkins done? Get those seeds picked up and put in the pan?
Not quite. The five-year-old is still working on it.
Here's a face with a triangle and then the nose.
Some of the younger boys are out in the dusty driveway shooting hoops.
Oh.
And Clarice's 14-year-old, who has autism, is making plans for his costume.
Ghostbuster. Custom.
Ghostbuster.
Custom.
There's a lot going on. But for Clarice, this chaos is comfortable and familiar. She's been an ICWA foster parent for 40 years, and she was brought up in foster care herself. Clarice and her five siblings are Northern Paiute, but their identity was never talked about in their white foster homes. She remembers a time she and her brothers were at a grocery store.
And the butcher asked my older brother, "Well, what kind of Indian are you?" And he didn't know. See, they didn't know. My younger brother said, "Johnny, you know, we're Apaches."
Clarice is laughing, but that cultural dispossession is what the Indian Child Welfare Act is intended to prevent. She was lucky enough to find her way back to Paiute culture as an adult. She stopped going to church and started going to ceremony.
It was like I just accepted it, like it was part of me. It made me feel safe and good. And to this day, that's the way I am.
And the way she's brought up dozens of Native foster children. But the law that facilitated those placements is in peril. Non-Native challengers say ICWA is based on race and therefore violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution. Scholars of Indian law, like Matthew Fletcher at the University of Michigan, don't buy that.
The only way even a little bit of this act is unconstitutional is if the Supreme Court upsets centuries of precedent.
Precedent saying that citizenship in a tribal nation is a political classification, not a racial one. If the Supreme Court rules that ICWA discriminates based on race, that could cast a shadow on every corner of Indian law and policy, including the ones that help tribes bring in revenue.
Half of Indian affairs is rooted in the proposition that tribes don't have a tax base, so they have to make money
to fund their governments and provide services. Take the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, which regulates and protects tribes' right to run gaming operations on their land. If ICWA is struck down on equal protection grounds, laws like that one could be next.
It really would put a crimp in a lot of the things that tribes do and depend on in order to develop their economies.
Fletcher says this case could threaten tribal sovereignty itself. But Clarice Harris hasn't lost sight of the children, who, without ICWA, could once again lose access to their cultures.
I mean, you grew up with, like, lots of kids. Is this what it was like in your house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should see what everybody's here. Like, if we have sweat.
Sweat, as in sweat lodge ceremony. Clarice asks her 12-year-old.
What do we do when we go into sweat?
Pray.
We pray.
Yes, we do. And who do we pray for?
Jason, Patty, Ashley, and
he's naming aunts, uncles, cousins, and the birth parents of some of his foster siblings. Another of Clarice's sons is learning to sing prayer songs in sweat. He's shy, but I get him to put down his basketball for a minute and sing one.
I'm gonna sing one verse.
He says, "Mom, I'm gonna go to sweat tonight, and I'm gonna sing." I said, "Okay." No, he does. Because that's who we are.
Clarice had to fight for that sense of belonging. For these kids she's raising, it's been there all along. On the Wind River Reservation, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.